Well, for those who don't know me, my name's Tim, and over the autumn term, we've been following a series in Mark's Gospel. And over Advent, we took a break from this, but today, now we're back in Mark chapter 10. And today, I'm going to be speaking on how to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. The story we just heard from Mark's Gospel is one that we'd have probably read if we'd grown up in a Christian family and would be very familiar with it. Or it might be one that we might read to our children. But we might be tempted to think that this teaching on children is a bit of light relief from all the other heavy stuff that Jesus has been teaching on. But this is really not light relief. This is not some gentle flip-floppy teaching. This is heavyweight stuff. In this short section in Mark chapter 10, we learn two key things. The first, how much of a priority children are in the kingdom of God. Here, Jesus acts in a way that is an example to us. He blesses the children. He puts his arms around them. He loves them. J.C. Ryle puts this so well. He says, "Let us learn for one thing from this passage, how much attention the souls of children should receive from the church of Christ. The great head of the church found time to take special notice of children. Although his time on earth was precious and grown-up men and women were perishing on every side for lack of knowledge, he did not think little boys and girls of small importance. He had room in his mighty heart even for them. He declared by his outward gesture and deed this goodwill towards them." Jesus, the great head of the church, demonstrates his huge heart of love and priority towards children in the kingdom of God. And then he also teaches that we should be the same, that children should be a priority for us as well. In verse 13, the disciples were stopping Jesus getting to the children. People were bringing little children to Jesus, but the disciples were stopping people from doing that. And Jesus spotted this and said, "No, bring the children to me." We can so easily fall into the trap of the disciples by getting in the way of God's work, getting in the way of the very people that God wants to reach. Here, the disciples are getting in the way of the children. J.C. Ryle talks about how we should prioritize children as Christians and as his church. He says, "We must never allow ourselves to suppose that little children's souls may be safely let alone. Their characters for life depend exceedingly on what they see and hear during their first 7 years. They are never too young to learn evil and sin. They have each a soul which will live forever in heaven or in hell. We cannot begin too soon to endeavor to bring them to Christ." Jesus' teaching is so important. This is not just something for parents or for the children's worker, but this is something for the whole church, for everyone here. Verse 14, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." St. Aldates, let's be a church that has a big heart for children, that prioritizes them, that invests in them and blesses them like Jesus. Let the little children come to Jesus. Let's not hinder them. So that's the first thing. The second thing from this passage, which is the main focus of my talk, is how to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. Verse 15, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." This is a warning. You won't enter the kingdom of God unless you receive it like a little child. Jesus does not want us to miss out on this. And in Mark's gospel, we read a great deal about the kingdom of God. But here in Mark chapter 10, we have crucial teaching on how to receive the kingdom of God. So what do we receive when we receive the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is less about a geographical area, although that's part of it. It's more about the king of that kingdom and the activity of that king. In the Old Testament, Israel awaited a king who would be a descendant of David. Israel hoped for a king that would restore God's promised land to them. This king wouldn't be any king. This would be a special king, God's king, who would be the Christ, the Messiah. In the New Testament, it presents Jesus as this long-awaited king, the Messiah. And when Jesus came, he taught about the kingdom of God, that some would receive it and others wouldn't. It would have small beginnings, but it would grow to be something massive, something worldwide, something cosmic. He said that the kingdom of God is taking root on earth now, but we are awaiting its coming in fullness on the last day when Jesus returns, when the whole earth will be under his sovereign rule, where there will be no more suffering, war, famine, pain, death, or evil, and it will be for all those to enjoy who receive his kingdom here and now. So when Jesus is teaching about receiving the kingdom of God, he is teaching that we need to receive the king of the kingdom. We need to receive Jesus Christ. So we need to receive Jesus. But how do we receive him? In verse 15, it says we need to receive him like a little child. In the Bible, in the New Testament, there's a great deal of teaching on being a child of God. And with this, there are two key strands to this teaching on what it means to be a child of God. The first is how we become a Christian, a child of God, how we accept him for the first time. The second is becoming mature in our faith, being like obedient children following our Father. It is speaking to those who are already Christians and telling us what discipleship really is. So when we look at Mark 10, verse 15, which strand of teaching are we focusing on here? Is it about salvation? About how we become children of God? Or is it about ongoing discipleship? About how we live as children of God? My answer is, I think it's both. First, it's an invitation to become a Christian, to receive the kingdom of God in your life. Jesus says, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. This is a wonderful invitation to receive the gift of God's kingdom. But it's also about discipleship. In verse 14, Jesus is addressing his disciples, people who have been following him for a while. This means it's also a message for the long-standing Christian as well. So this is a teaching for those who are about to enter the kingdom and for those who are already inside it. Both need to be like a little child. So what does it mean to be like a little child? Well, firstly, the kingdom of God means we come to God as we are because of who God is. Children can't pretend to be someone that they're not. They come as themselves. They don't beef themselves up. They don't come with a load of stuff to impress us. They simply come as they are. And it's the same with God. God doesn't want us to beef ourselves up and be someone that we're not. He wants us to come as we are. We don't have to come to him because of our many qualifications, our academic credentials, how rich we are, or whatever your self-measurement of success may be. To be childlike means coming to God as we are because of who God is. God's not really impressed by all the things that we might be impressed by. Over the last couple of days, I've been staying with my parents who've got three black Labradors, and they love bringing their ball to me, and they think that they're really, really impressed by, they think that I'm really impressed by doing that, but the reality is I'm not really that impressed at all. And it's the same with God. The things that we're impressed by is not God's measurement of success. In fact, all this stuff can sometimes be a barrier to entering the kingdom of God. In Mark 10, 43 and 44, a little bit further on in Mark's gospel, Jesus says, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave to all." Neither is it about what we have achieved. In our next passage, just after the one that we read, in Mark 10, Jesus says in verse 25, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." A camel going through the eye of the needle, which is the name for a small hole in a city wall in Jesus' day, was a very, very hard thing to do, especially if you're a camel. And a lot of people thought it was an impossible thing to do. So in verse 26, it says, "The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, 'Who then can be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" So it's not what we've done. It's humbling ourselves to recognize that we can only come to him as we are without all the credentials. It's recognizing it's only what God's done for us. It's only something God can do. And it's because of who God is. It's humbling ourselves, realizing entering his kingdom is because God loves us. That what's impossible on our own is his gift to us, and that we receive it with simple faith like a child. It's simply coming to God as we are. So this takes me on to my second point out of the three. We receive the kingdom of God when we receive it as a gift. We've just had our second Christmas with our daughter Louisa. And like many children, there's the excitement for waiting for the presents to be opened, the joy of unwrapping them, and then the bit when their faces light up in wonder when they open up that gift. Children know how to receive gifts, don't they? They just receive them with delight, and there's no strings attached. They don't feel like they need to pay back the person who gave them the gift. They simply receive the gift. And this can be so different to us as adults, and it can be so difficult for us sometimes. We so often receive a gift feeling we need to pay someone back for what they gave to us. You know, have you ever been out for a coffee and someone offers to buy you a coffee and you're like tangled up inside about, "No, I'll pay you back next time," or "I'll buy you another coffee," or whatever. Or at Christmas, when someone simply wants to treat you, you're calculating in your head how much they spent on you and how much you need to return the favor either next year or in the following few days. And we can sometimes be like that with God as well. God offers us a gift, but we sometimes don't receive it as it is, as a gift. We instead try to work out how we can settle things with God ourselves. But this is wrong. This is just not God's way. He loves giving us gifts. This is something that we read throughout the scriptures. We read this in Luke chapter 11, that as humans, we know how to give good gifts to our children, although we can be evil. But how much more can our Father in heaven give good gifts to those when we ask him? And this is the gift of the Holy Spirit in this passage in particular. And this is how we enter his kingdom. We receive this gift by faith, by trusting in him. So this takes me on to my third and final point. We receive the kingdom of God like a little child when we trust in him. One of the games that I love playing with Louisa is that she, we've got a sofa in our living room, as you do, and you know, she starts jumping up and down on the sofa, and then I say, "Louisa," and then she just flings herself at me, and I have to catch her before she hits the floor. It's a lot of fun. It comes with a bit of danger, but it's a great, great game. I love it, and she loves it too. She has this childlike trust in me. She fully trusts that I'm going to catch her every single time. And this is an analogy of what Jesus might be talking about here when he talks about us being a little child and receiving the kingdom of God. We fully trust God every single time. We can trust God's provision like a little child. In Matthew 6, Jesus teaches we don't need to worry or be anxious because God will provide for us. Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." One of the things about little children is that they don't necessarily plan ahead. They simply trust their parents. For each meal, they look to their parents. So when Louisa gets hungry around her dinner time, she just knows to expect that mummy or daddy occasionally will provide food. Mummy's got better cooking, that's why. We can trust God by asking him for things in prayer. In Luke 11, Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer. He teaches us to call God our Father, that we can pray, "Your kingdom come." Jesus then teaches we can ask God for all things, all the things of his kingdom, because he's a good God. We can trust God's promises. We can trust God for our future. We know that receiving Jesus into our lives in the here and now means our future is secure when he returns. He's promised this. We need to trust in this amazing promise and put our hope and security in him. So in summary, we need to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. This is for those who have not received it and those who have already received it. Being like a child means receiving the kingdom of God as we are, as a gift, and we receive his gift by trusting in him. So as I draw to a close, there may be those of us here this morning who've been on this Christian journey for a while. And I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to keep going on this journey of a lifetime by becoming more like a little child? Being more childlike is a call to come as we are, receiving the kingdom of God as a gift and trusting fully in God. How about this new year for 2019? Our New Year's resolution is to receive the kingdom of God daily like a little child, to live with childlike faith day by day. And finally, maybe there are some of us here who've never received the kingdom of God, but you've heard this message today and you've thought about the invitation that Jesus offers you to come into his kingdom. And I just want to ask you a question. Would you like to enter his kingdom today? And if the answer to that is yes, I'd just love to lead you in a prayer in receiving his kingdom. So if you would like to join with me, I'm just going to say a short prayer and the band are just going to come up. So this is for a prayer if you want to receive his kingdom. So Father, thank you for your invitation to receive the kingdom of God. Thank you that we can come just as we are, and that's because of your love for us. Thank you for just the wonderful gift of yourself, King Jesus. And thank you that we can receive your kingdom if we trust in you. So Lord, we trust in you. We choose to follow you with everything we are. We choose to follow you with our whole lives. And we love you, King Jesus, the Messiah. and we want to glorify your name. Amen.